Good afternoon, Mr. Seiler. Well, I'm particularly pleased to extend a very warm welcome to you because now finally someone opens the mouth who's an economist, unlike myself, your asset manager. What is that exactly? Vermögensverwalter in German, an asset manager. How many assets do I need to have? As of 500,000 euros, I can work as an asset manager. But you could pay a certain amount for this in interest. And you open your mouth at universities as well. You know what is more lucrative to open. What is better? Where do you earn more? In the university or as an asset manager? At the university, this is about wealth. This is one of the gags or jokes I've been telling for many years. And I think you as a literature expert will understand this. We are talking about wealth. And in German, it means Vermögen, which is wealth, property, etc. But you can also, it has a second meaning, which is to be able to do something in German. You have a certain capacity, and the university enables you to do many things, to tap into the full potential. But we must not get carried away. You also need to make a living, of course, but sometimes you need to renounce on financial things. You need to be fair. You mentioned a huge sum. I will never earn that much in my life, for sure. But on the other hand, deal with microfinance and microcredits. Well, you'll manage, because if there's an inflation of the euro, this is where you will be. And earlier, and then you will up the ante to 5 million, right? Well, we'll see. Maybe microfinance will become more important, but I think, and let me say this in an aside, because I don't know if we're going to talk about this, I think there are many things in common between capitalism and the church, and we are becoming aware of this only now. If you take a look at Mary and the euro, you realize that as soon as I've entered stage, they've got something in common. They were never covered, which is a pun in German that unfortunately doesn't work in English. This is an old man's joke. Usually I crack these jokes as of 10 in the evening only. Well, this is why you invited someone from Vienna. Well, you are guilty of this. You're talking about wealth, being able to do things, intellectual capacity. According to the philosopher Kant, nobody spoke about it. Less Nietzsche. I think Nietzsche is cracking jokes about it. How are synthetic assessments possible in an a priori manner? And he said, well, to be able to produce wealth. And he said this in one of his works. How pure is money? How pure is the sense of understanding? And how impure is the economic area? You're switching around between the economic area and the university area. So which area is purer? Do you want a moral assessment? You mean this in the moral sense? Well, I refer to psychodynamics. How much waste and rubbish do you produce? Waste and rubbish is a word having many meanings. It also links to heretics. Well, I think we're talking about the right thing here, because I think guilt is an important topic for asset managers. Not only guilt, but also debt. I'm not sure if the people represented here are fully aware of the fact. Are fully aware of the heritage, the legacy we all have, and this is something you don't find in the Old Testament. I've said for many years that we are rich because you are poor. I don't want to define you and them, etc. But we all belong to the first world. We all are members of the first world because we have the time to spend a Friday afternoon like this in a beautiful building. And the first world is based on wealth, which is also characterized by guilt. We in Europe produce things, but as far as inflation is concerned, I have to say that we had the Spanish silver import. There is a mountain in Portosins in Latin America, and consists of silver, and it was used and was shipped to Europe. And in the 15th century, growth starts here in Europe. And the Europeans do not know that wealth is handed on from generation to generation, but it also contains dirt, as it were, or negative things. And this is why I think that we are really guilty here in Europe. I don't want to contradict you, but a functional and structural question to you. This is an exciting question. It's a tautological fact, isn't it? Debtors need creditors. I went bankrupt and I say, you have more money than I do. Can you give me 100 euros? You are my creditor and you are, and I'm the debtor. If the financial systems work and if money works, you also have the correspondence at the benefit side. We have 2 million euros debt, billion debt, and other people have government bonds on the other hand. But this was not your argument. You said there was exploitation. Yes, we have the Ring of Nibelungen, for example, and a small man steals a lot of gold, and Europe did exactly the same thing. And our wealth is not due to our creativity and innovation, etc., but this is due to us being robbers, and this is very structural, and it is very well hidden in history. We need to acknowledge this, and Europe should acknowledge this guilt, because if you take into consideration that we start with guilt, we have the first world and the third world, and there's a guilt between them. If you think that 189 billion US dollars need to be paid from the third world to the first world, although we pay development aid, then you see that the third world pays more to the first world. So this is a double guilt. It starts with a robbery, and then in the fact that we exploit others. And even if we have a debt relief, if we do that, then we would go bankrupt. And this is something you need to know. And this leads us to the point where we, the capitalists, started to say we defend all attempts of monism to explain everything in a one-dimensional manner and say that we only have the only answers. And this resulted in the microcredits, and we were wondering how you can involve poor people in migration so as to network people and localize people where they have their destiny so as to avoid certain things. Maybe you could go into the details here. I would be very interested in hearing things about the microcredit movement in the third world, but you also brought it to Austria, and it is not really something for the third world only. Yes, correct. It's German history, really, because Mr. Raiffeisen started with it. He gave credits to people who are not stupid and not lazy, and he enabled them to finance things. Professor Yunus from Bangladesh did the same, and this is really a shame for capitalism. It was in 1976 that he started developing this in a third world developing country, and he received the Nobel Prize after 30 years for this. And interestingly enough, the microcredit movement can be used to explain business activity. You can explain that interests are nothing really evil if it is used in a congruent manner and if it is geared towards the performance and efficiency of people. We do have a fund, and we work together with partners. We establish this fund together with partners. We provide credits to poor people in the agricultural area for fertilizers, small tools, etc. And these credits need to get an interest, because otherwise nobody would provide capital. Interest rate, however, is not according to an Excel spreadsheet or the personal desire, but according to what is feasible. For example, you can carry out fertility tests in agriculture, etc. You calculate the added value, and a financer of microcredits has to adapt the interest rates accordingly so as to make sure that everybody can get a microcredit, and then the interest rate might be 2 or 4%. It doesn't really matter. The important thing is that things are happening, and I would call this the biological interest. Bio means life, and logic means sense, and if there is no coincidence, then we would be in a very in dire straits, as is happening in Europe currently. A second important topic that you look into is something that has already been mentioned today, which is the following. How can you feed values of outside the economic system into the economic system? You convincingly talk about historical guilt of Europe due to exploitation in Latin America, for instance. And this is a category of collective historical, psychological, political, cultural guilt and rape. what would models of translation be, so as to translate guilt into the economic sense? How can you reduce this guilt and debt? How can you make this understandable for economists? I think this is your second guiding principle in your research, yes, and this is the most difficult question. I can't answer this in 5 minutes. The question is, how can you convince smokers to do away with their cigarettes and to say that this is a bonus? This is the crux of the matter, really. Well, and I personally am convinced that you need to make sure that people who are wealthy provide something. First of all, you can only work with role models. Bill Gates might have produced terrible computer programs. He's a monopolist and earns a lot of money like this. But in his old days, he does something that the Americans called giving back. And this is a role model, an example, which makes sure that values are fed back into our system. You must not ask about return on investment. You simply need to ask about it. It's very difficult. I suppose you know the prisoner's dilemma, don't you? And this is about the preventive defection. And this is what the economy is based upon. Before you do something bad to me, I'll do that. I'll rip off you. And this is the way how the economy works. That is the technology of elbows, of selfishness. And you need to be preventive in your defection. Otherwise, it's preventive cooperation in this prisoner's dilemmas. And this would be shameful for others. And in the positive sense, this shame for others can be a very creative moment for us, so as to break out of his circle. There are all the celebrities now in the run-up to Christmas, and they collect money, or they provide money, but if the cameras are directed onto them, they provide even banknotes, and they don't only give coins. Otherwise, they would be ashamed. And this is a starting point, I believe, that is possible. Let us talk about names. You mentioned some. I think it is astonishing. It doesn't make sense to criticize rich people only. Warren Buffett, what he does is impressive. Bill Gates, you mentioned him, and he gives a lot of money, but this will not change the lifestyle of too many. We do have some in Germany. We do have approaches of a new culture of sponsors, but I think there is the Seidel Foundation, for example, and we might get another museum thanks to the funding of these foundations. But let us not discuss this. But a question to you, how is such a rethinking possible, also on the basis of the prisoner's dilemma? One might say, right, we both go into prison for 2 years. This is 4 years all in all. But if I rip you off, you get 9 years, but I get released. But 9 years is more than 4 years in the prisoner's dilemma. So what can we do? You don't need to be an expert in game theory, but everybody knows that there are win-win situations in corporations. Why is it that difficult? Because there's no localization and codification of the world, the community. There's a community economy. That's true, but this is everything that we do in our life. That is, everybody is individual and wants to make headway. It starts in a primary school, and this is based on something that needs to be taken into account. One could strengthen the community. Do you also provide political advice and consultation, by the way? I am wondering about this. With regard to the debt discussion, which is the guiding principle of our conference, I'm wondering if it makes sense to harshly criticize the politicians. I have a certain perception. And I think that we have decided that the politicians are guilty of everything, climate problems, there's an increase in criminality, politicians are guilty of that, the upbringing of children is bad, politicians are guilty. We say this is a boring game, isn't it? We would make it much better than all the politicians, of course, it goes without saying, but nobody of us wants to make this job. So what is the relationship between private initiatives and politicians as the guilty persons? Because this is quite tacky, isn't it? How can you find a new balance here? Well, by making individual people being involved. You mentioned private initiatives, for example. If you criticize politicians in a roundabout way, this is not possible. If you want to criticize the king, you need to speak his language, and the politicians are the only ones that we can address, and the telephone you've got is possibly the only means that you can use as to give a good bashing to certain politicians and individuals. But the own initiative is what counts. But on the other hand, how often do you phone up your local politician in your constituency so as to give him a good peace of your mind? Nobody does that. I do it sometimes, but too rarely, I believe. I think there are certain things that we can discuss. I, for example, spoke to the responsible ministry in Vienna. And I said, look, the Ministry of Economics is really stupid. They enable and allow companies to overproduce in their business plans. This is part and parcel of their business plans. Overproduction, you know about this. You know the lakes of milk and the huge mountains of butter. We produce too much. Vienna is the biggest city of Austria. The second biggest city is Graz. In Vienna, we throw away more bread than what Graz needs per day in terms of bread. And I phoned up the ministry and I said, look, this is double damage. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of the fact that the overproduction needs to be thrown away? And this is terrible for the people who don't have anything. And are you aware of the fact that the companies don't care about it because the waste disposal costs can be deduced from the tax? And this is a bill that could be passed in one day only. Waste disposal cost for overproduction could not be deduced from taxes in the future. And this is something that you can do in the future. You can come up with these ideas and then tell politicians about it. And then you would be aware of the fact that we want to have the dominium terror. That is, we want to dominate the world, but we could use it. You could make sure so as to treat things carefully. And this would be an interesting point to be discussed with Professor Vetter. That is, to hand things over, and that you are obliged to be responsible if you own things. And, well, I think you can criticize people harshly. And it is unpleasant to have this in one legislative period. Just to conclude, you mentioned something. How can you rationalize these proposals? You can change legislation, of course. You can make sure that the overproduction of bread cannot be used in your balance sheets as to deduce it from the taxes. But I think to talk with Luhmann and system theory, I can say I can criticize these things, and I can say to my MPs, make a new bill. But what about capitalism and globalization? If I want to criticize globalization. Well, I don't have a globalization's telephone number and email address. I would like to phone up globalization and give a good piece of my mind to globalization. You do have the telephone number in your wallet. Many people might think that every few years a general election takes place. This is wrong. They take place every single day because every time you buy some rubbish with money, this is a general election. You should wonder if you have to buy all products you buy and at what price and where and why. And the euro is a daily ballot paper. You have a choice every single day. And if you go to Zara and H&M today and you buy something for your child or grandchild, if you buy a T-shirt, for example, then you buy clothes, which production price is below the costs for dry cleaning. And this is really stupid. You need to think about it, and then you will stop buying things with your euros there. And this is a choice you have. You will have chosen. So everybody has a choice, and everybody is responsible for him or herself until his or her death. And if everybody thinks like this, then we are a great mass, so it is up to us. So money is scarce, but time is scarce as well. We've got a traffic light, green, amber and red, and it shows red now. It is very befitting with regard to your trousers, by the way. I would have loved to continue the conversation. It has been a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.